This year, job numbers in the Prudhoe Bay region dropped to the lowest levels in a decade, according to the State Labor Department. As of June, just under 9,000 workers were employed in the region, which is dominated by the oil sector and the industries that support it. That's compared to a record high of well over 13,000 jobs in early 2015. Oil prices have gone up a bit recently, but Neil Freed, an economist with the state, says it's hard to predict whether the industry will stop shedding jobs anytime soon.
So we're not quite sure whether those numbers are beginning to flatten out or not. I mean, that's still sort of, we can't answer that question.
Freed estimates that in the first half of this year, more than 2,000 people lost their jobs in Alaska's oil sector. The oil price crash that began in 2014 and the industry layoffs that followed are at the root of Alaska's current recession. But Freed says an economic recovery for Alaska doesn't entirely depend on the oil industry.
It's not going to take a recovery in the oil sector to necessarily cause the recession to come to an end. You know, there could be other industries that even are just growing marginally.
For the first half of 2017, overall job losses in Alaska slowed. Freed says sectors like fisheries, tourism, and the military could help pull the state out of the recession, even if the oil industry doesn't start adding jobs.